Listen, the copy says if your dog could talk, this is the thing. Monty be talking.
Hello.
All right. Your dog communicates to you. You know when you've had your dog or your puppy for a long time, you start getting those cues as to what they like and what they don't like. And what I'm trying to say is that when you see their excitement and their grin and their smile at you and you just know they're communicating, Mama, I like this, that this is going to be Ollie. Okay, every single time it's going to be Ollie. Why? Why is your dog going to like Ollie? Because it's clean. It's fresh nutrition in 5 drool-worthy flavors, even for the pickiest eaters. Made in U.S. kitchen with the highest quality human-grade ingredients. Ollie Pet contains no fillers, no preservatives, just real food. And here's the thing, healthier food means a happier pup. Shinier coats, more energy, better poops, and more excitement at mealtime. And your dog will say these things to you. You just gotta listen, all right? Just open your ears, open your eyes. You will give your dog this Ollie Pet, and all of a sudden you will see them communicating to you, I really like this, I want you to keep getting it, okay? All you're gonna do is take a 30-second quiz and they'll create a customized meal plan based on your pup's weight, activity level, and health info. Listen to me, black people. Listen to me. You can't just give your dog whatever you want that you want them to have. There actually is like prescribed amounts of food they should have based on their weight. Y'all didn't know that. Y'all just be doing what you want. That's why you need this. So it takes that guesswork out for you, okay? You don't want an overweight dog that leads to health problems, all right? So get your welcome kit for any first-timers. Ollie will send out your pup's first box with 2 weeks' worth of meals, free storage containers for mess-free serving, and a guide of how to gradually switch them over to their new diet. All right. Ollie offers 3 meal plans to choose from, so you can choose between full fresh topper or a meal mixed or a mixed plan with freshly baked recipes for your special fur baby. They have treats and supplements. Ollie is one of a kind, just like your pup. Ollie is the only fresh dog food that comes with unlimited routine health screening, so you can get your pup on track to live their healthiest, happiest life. Dogs deserve the best. That means fresh, healthy food. Head to Ollie.com/GJ. Tell them about your dog and use code GJ to get 60% off your welcome kit when you subscribe today. Plus, they offer a happiness guarantee on the first box. So if you're not completely satisfied, you'll get your money back. That's Ollie, OLLIE.com/GJ, and enter code GJ to get 60% off your first box.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hello, welcome to the Gin and Juice podcast. Before we get started, we want to thank our sponsors, HelloFresh and
Care of. Starting off with HelloFresh. Spring sunshine calling your name. HelloFresh's new fast and fresh options are ready in 15 minutes or less, so you can get meals on the table. Then go outside, because we outside. Get 16 free meals, plus free shipping with code JUICE16.
JUICE16!
At HelloFresh.com/JUICE16.
JUICE16!
Hello, welcome again back to the Gin and Juice podcast. I am Melissa.
I'm Kevin Allen Fredericks. We did that on the other podcast, guys. That's why.
Got it. All right.
We just did 4 podcasts for a show that's coming out on the app.
And I'm Mel, also known as Jen.
And I'm Kevin, also known as Glass.
Gooseberry. And I'm the ice.
And he's the ice. We just had very much an impromptu decision to add the guys to today's episode.
Against our will.
But we appreciate
Whatever,
y'all.
Whatever, y'all want to be here.
Yes, you did. You was going to be in the back on right here trying
Should
to fake
it. Should we order portals now?
Yes. Sorry, what a great thought.
This takes like an hour.
Yeah, it does. All right, we start with a segment called Long Story Short, where we give you some updates about some of the events that occurred in our life over the course of the week. Mine is shorter, so I'll start, and then you can go into it.
Okay.
Number one. I don't know why God allowed women to grow chin hairs as they get older. And I just want to talk about it. I just want to have a one-on-one discussion with God. And it's going to be one of the things that I personally want to discuss.
Please, talk, have it out with him.
Yes, because this is what happened. Literally, this is the thought that I had literally this weekend. I was driving my car and I was just doing this. And I said, is that a hair? And it was. Then I picked the hair.
It was long.
And it was long. And I was like, am I at the age where young people look at me and they're like, she has chin hairs? It was
why
so
do you
freaking
think you had that?
I don't know, but I don't understand why God, like, when you were a kid and you see women with yes, hair, you're just yes. kind of like judging them, like, ew, gross. How did you get chin hair? Like, how that happened to you? That's unfortunate. God clearly doesn't love you.
and now
they're like so long. And then
I
start thinking,
more than one?
Yes. And I'm like, how long was it there before I noticed that it was there?
Oh,
how many people have seen it before I knew? Like, I feel like one day you don't have chin hairs, and then the very next day they're like 5 inches long.
Mom doesn't have them. Why do you have them?
Because God doesn't love me. He has forsaken me.
I love your little beard.
Shut up! Not a beard.
My great-grandma, at some point in her life, she gave up on plucking.
Yeah.
And she just had a perpetual 5 o'clock shadow. And I would go and hug her and get the greatest exfoliation on my little preteen face. Because she had little, like, prickly. And not just, like, a little chin hair, too.
Full on.
George Clooney.
Oh, my.
Idris Elba. Prickly.
You give her a kiss. I can't stand it.
It's like.
Oh, shut up. No. Don't do it like that.
Grandma Jack. Paper. Captain Grandma Jack. Grandma, I should have been Grandpa Jack. But she had a little bit of a beardy.
I don't, why does it happen? What
I
is
know,
your
that
body?
Is weird.
I feel I like your body is forsaking you.
No, I think you're, as you age,
it's betraying
your,
you.
Your body produces more testosterone.
Yeah, it produces less estrogen.
And less estrogen. And then male's body does the opposite. That's why I have man boobs, gynecomastia.
That's exactly why.
That's true. It has nothing to do with I eat, diet, exercise, or any
no,
of the above.
No, I agree.
None
Kev.
Of those stuff.
I agree.
It's strictly. Medical
this
principle.
Is what happens though. This is what pisses me off about these little stubborn because they're stubborn too. I twist them to what? Try to get them to come out.
Why would you twist and not just pull?
Because first of all, pulling hurts because it'd be
so you it'd twist
be,
it.
You know, I got them changing
pull?
Hand.
I mean,
it'd be long.
Okay, so go. You're twisting
so I twist it.
It
and it doesn't come out. So then I have to come home, take tweezers, and then I just judge myself. Because this motion of this and plucking is not a motion me as a woman should be doing.
Well, child.
Jackie and Ina yet, does the hers on Instagram at the
yes,
top of the
she
month.
Do.
She don't. She has
listen,
a self-care Monday.
Her and month reset.
Month reset.
I appreciate her transparency and vulnerability in doing this. This is not my testimony that I personally saw for myself.
You gonna do laser on your face now?
No, so literally I was looking up like, how do I get rid of this? Because I don't want this to be my life. And it literally said laser. And I was like, well, now I have to admit like this is a thing.
Oh, well.
That I'm gonna sign
you
up for laser?
You should have tears. Just a little clipper. I mean, little clippers in the restroom.
Not clippers.
Yeah.
Turn that it, feels like
some,
a lot.
Some Manscaped clippers. Every morning,
bevel.
Every morning, whether you see some or not, just nyeh, nyeh, nyeh.
Well, the sound too is making
it's
it
too much.
The funny thing is, Melissa's saying, in order to address this problem, I have to accept this problem, and I refuse to accept this
yeah,
problem.
Yeah, I'm not yes. doing that.
That is
that's
hilarious. That's funny because that is so you.
No, I don't want none of
that's
these things.
That's my 40-year-old little hairy mama.
Oh. I'm not 40.
Yo, you on your way though?
Hey, I'm sorry.
I didn't know you were going through this.
Yeah, it happened over this weekend, and I was just not happy with
that's
my life.
Hilarious.
Yes, it's gone. I plucked it.
It don't happen that often, does it?
I don't know because by the time I notice, it's 5 inches.
That is curious.
Yes.
Because they don't. They jump out long.
Curious.
Like
they
you
do.
Wake up and they're like, they done popped out.
Yes.
It's not
overnight.
Like, overnight.
They've been growing the whole time. You just didn't notice them because they weren't long. By the time you notice them, they're long and it's been growing this whole time.
Do you really think
it was,
that?
Yes.
I probably, do.
There was a point when it was just like this. Is like,
on me?
I'm sure. I didn't see it. I'm sure it was like little and then medium.
Time out. Is it then... dark right here to y'all?
Yes, we do. So I usually ask him to adjust the lighting.
Oh, so you're more bright. Okay, got it.
No. I meant when I sit there, it's fine.
Okay,
it
cool.
is a little dark.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, Chaz. So this is my lot in life right now, and it's very much ghetto.
Hilarious.
That is funny, Liz. The visual of you seeing that and just being like,
That's exactly how it was.
Me?
Yes, well, I was very now. Yeah, because I plucked it. It better not come back. Hello. Shoot, I'm about to pray over it. The other thing that happened is
Bevel for women.
Hey,
it's ghetto.
Would you do a brand deal about that if they paid you to be like, ladies, sometimes we have chin hair. I know it's embarrassing. Trust me. Like your
it's
sentiment.
It's making me hot thinking about like, I know, I because then like, I would have to like admit to the world, even though I just did, like, yes, this is a problem that I have. Do you have it too? Yeah. Here, pull this.
You got to help the people.
That's what I'm saying.
They I don't want to be that spokesperson.
There's got to be somebody in the world.
I want to be a spokesperson before for you,
before
clothing.
Before you shoot the commercial, you have to let one grow out.
So. Oh, I'm out.
You got to have more than one. You need like three. Hilarious.
Oh my God, it's too much. The other thing in getting older, I'm gonna just do this last one, is we started working out again, and we were only off because we were on vacation, and we did this leg exercise. I just told this story. Before I get there, let me tell you this. On Friday, Isaiah Fredericks texts me and Kevin Fredericks.
Oh man, that was so funny.
And he said, school is boring today. Can you pick me up early?
And then Joe texts 5 minutes later, yeah, it does kind of suck here today.
Oh, it was on the group chat?
Yes. I also just think it's hilarious. They're I need to make a video
schools,
about this.
Right? They are in
different schools.
Schools
having the same experience. I think it's so funny to text your kids while they're at school.
I do too.
JoJo got in trouble because he was texting me. I text him. I let him know where I'm parking to pick him up. And then like 30 minutes later, the teacher called and was like, and it was so funny because she didn't expect what I did.
Yeah.
She was like, hello, is this Mr. or Mrs. Fredericks?
Oh,
I was like, this is him. She was like, I just want you to know that Josiah was texting in class. Do you want me to give him his phone back or should I keep it? And I was like, you can give it back. No, I'm telling you, he was texting in class during class. Should I keep it or you want me to give it back? And in my head, I'm like, girl, he was talking to me.
He was texting me, girl.
So if you're going to be mad, you're going to be mad at me. I'm trying to help you. I was like, you can give it back. Okay, but the next time I will keep it. No, you won't. I sent the new trailer from the new Transformers movie. I want to know what he thinks when he gets to lunch.
Also, I paid his bill.
And we live in 2023. School shootings are a thing. Emergencies are a thing. I need my kids to have their phone.
Absolutely.
Yes, and also if you're bored, hit me up, man. What's going on?
To pick me up,
I ain't doing nothing either.
I understand teachers taking kids' phones, but you know that's on the kid. If they ain't paying attention and they fail, that's
true.
That is true.
He was saying that she usually don't be tripping. She was just tripping that day. Mm. He said he don't usually be on his phone. He was just like letting me know that he knew where be picking up.
Because we've been getting on him about that too.
Yeah. So I'm sorry. I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm gonna be of no help.
That is so funny. That is so funny. So that happened. I actually did go pick them up a little bit early.
And then when she got there, they was like, what's wrong?
No, Joe was like, I was just, you don't really have to. Isaiah was like, bye.
Also, I want to tell
y'all
this.
Weekend. I'm out.
This story, I told Melissa, we got the boys, I got them to pick out her Mother's Day gifts. Mm. And the boys choose gifts according to their personalities. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really funny. So I sent them a Tiffany's link and I was like, hey, it's your mom's, you know, it's Mother's Day for mommy. Pick something out, right? So JoJo was like, oh, and you can hear his voice. He's like, hey, the thing I really like for her, it's over 800. Is that okay? And I'm like, it's fine, Joe. Mommy's amazing. Let's get her a good gift. $800, bye. Isaiah sends a link, $3,000. This is what she gets. doesn't think about it. Doesn't feel bad. Doesn't ask. She deserves I know he shopped like me. Filter by price. What is the best for the Mother's Day? Luckily for me, he was like, oh, actually, I like this one. And it was like $1,000. But he is just like I am. Yeah. And Joe's like, oh, I really want her to have this, but I don't. 800 sounds like a lot, isn't it? And I'd be like, bless your sweet little
heart.
And also talk to your brother. Because if it ain't his money, Isaiah ain't spent a dime of his money in life.
No. Isaiah don't spend his money.
He gonna spend
everybody else's money, though.
What he'll do is, you going to the mall, I'll go with you. Why you want? I just want to see if they have any jerseys. The Melissa has them their own accounts, their own cards that are preloaded with their own money. When you go to pay, Isaiah's like, come on, man. I've been doing good in school. ain't I been doing good? Joe will swipe his little card, take care of himself. Isaiah be like, come on, man. I got to, you want me to pay for stuff? What kind of situation is this? I ain't never, ever been treated this way. Then he want to buy, with our money, he want to buy the throwback jersey, yes! The that old Sean Kemp, the old KD jersey. When he got to buy, I just want this little Lakers thing that was made of trash.
You do, too. That is so funny.
That is funny. One of the other things that happens, though, as you get older, is the need to take care of yourself.
Shut up.
And that's so why true. We are so thankful for our sponsor today. Care of for this episode podcast. So Care of is a subscription service that ships high quality personalized vitamins, supplements, and powders conveniently to your door every single month. They are making it easy because they send it to you directly. Health is deeply human and it has to be personal. So Care of is there to help you find what works for you, because everything don't work for everybody. Sometimes you need it specially made, crafted with you in mind. And that is what Care of can do. When you have that aha moment that you should take better care of your health and begin a wellness routine, Care of is there to help you get started by taking the guesswork out of what supplements are best suited for you. Their app helps you build a holistic routine and tracks your progress over time. Plus, you can earn rewards for sticking with your healthy habits. They are clutch, child, because as we get older, it is harder and harder. You got kids. You got to pick them up from school early.
Yes.
The day. And then when you get there, they like, why are you here?
Yes.
They want to buy the most expensive things on the website for the gifts. They don't want to spend their money, even though you give them money, but they still want to spend your money.
Talk about it, Mel.
Dealing with all of that, why should you also be having to think about your health when Care Of can help do that for you? You simply go on their website, take a questionnaire, take a little thing. They ask you some questions. You put in your information. You put in what you want to focus on, what you want to get better at. After you answer those questions, they figure out what supplements you need. It's really easy and very helpful. I took the quiz and got all of my supplements. They came in the very conveniently packaged little packets in a box. So when you're traveling or you're just at home, it doesn't matter. You can throw them in your bag if you have a certain time you want to take them. They're so easy to have and already prepackaged. You just simply can take them. So one of the things that I wanted to focus on when I took the quiz was having energy and also digestion, I think was the other one.
I was going to say gut health, yep.
Gut health is big.
Because that is, we were just talking about all the sweets and things that we like to eat. And so sometimes when I'm prioritizing that versus health, the supplements are there to kind of help manage as you go through that. So anyway, I have enjoyed taking the pills. I feel like I definitely have more energy. I feel lighter, feel better. So it's been a great experience. So for 50% off your first Care Of order, go to takecareof.com and enter code GJ50. And get your order. So that's 50% off your first Care Of order. Go to careof.com and enter code GJ50. Thank you, Care Of, for sponsoring this episode.
And while we're talking about taking care of yourself, really quick, the last thing on my long story short is we went to the gym. We're working out. We're doing leg exercises. He had to do something. And it caused my, like, thighs legitimately to like I was telling Kev, it felt like I was flexing the whole time. And so our trainer had us do like the foam rolling exercise, but when my body is that tense, like it hurts. Like foam rolling legitimately hurts my body. So the next day, like, I was having trouble walking on my, like, I couldn't put any pressure on my leg. Like, it was hurting for real. And so I went to go pick up the boys. It was that Friday, actually, because we worked out. Went to go pick up the boys, came home, and I couldn't walk, couldn't pick up nothing. Like, I was seriously hurting. But I was still trying to do stuff because Mother's Day, people were coming. I was trying to organize the house. And Isaiah literally told me to go somewhere and sit down. And I wanted to fight him. And that's it. That's
when your sons start. That's the transition of parenting you. You need to go sit down.
Yeah, they were like, what are you? And Joe, too, like, what do you need? We'll do it. Just sit down somewhere. You're doing too much. Sit down.
Did you listen?
No.
Hello.
But they, also they were doing this
in their own.
They were doing.
They did.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They got their own group chat. Yeah. Like, we need to help mom.
Yeah,
because she is really
tell
going
her
through.
To sit down.
Tell her, but they said it out loud. I actually laughed out loud because I know that stuff. We tell mom now, like you be doing too much. That's actually what the problem is. So I thought it was funny, but also I was like, all right, y'all can go somewhere before I have to fight y'all.
Hilarious.
That's right, crazy. That's it. It happens so quick.
I know, because they're teenagers now, and it's so cute.
I'm ready for it.
You ain't ready, Greg. You are not ready.
I want it to happen tomorrow.
Shut up.
For them, I like my kids being big. I always say that. I want them to be big. I want them to be small in some ways, but I do enjoy them being big.
Yes. I'm going to tell you the best part about them right now, at least Isaiah.
Joe's getting involved too, though.
He is. Isaiah is a basketball fan.
Oh, yeah.
He's a Lakers fan.
Uh-huh.
And he hates the Warriors. And I think sports is equal parts loving a team and a player and hating a team. Because you need the player you hate to break your heart.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because that makes you be like, ah!
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Steph Curry, doesn't like Steph Curry. He recognized his greatness, and Steph went for like 40 or 50 and like broke Isaiah's heart. But Isaiah be texting me. We have a whole group chat. Melissa be chiming in about the Lakers. All she cares about is Austin Reeves. She saw that white boy. When we went to see the Lakers, he went off.
Oh,
she said, who the white little child is?
I love him.
And he had a good game. Melissa was watching. But as an adult.
Yeah, he shot that little three-pointer at the buzzer beater.
He did.
I was all here. You were at the house.
Yes, y'all heard that game when he did?
No. We don't have playoff money. No. We went regular season on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
On a Tuesday. We looked into it for the playoffs. We was like,
it was around Christmas when Daddy was here, when my dad was here.
It was good from the TV.
Yeah.
But it's so fun to talk about something you like with your children, and they have good opinions about it. And be like, well, what you know about Bron?
Yeah.
So it's fantastic.
Yeah.
But Isaiah be freaking out.
He wouldn't even come out of the room. He was like, I can't watch. But then he kept coming out like, what's happening? But I can't watch.
Because I was like, Isaiah, I think the Lakers are going to win. Like, you want to watch this. They were playing like they wanted to win. I was like, you want to come out. He kept coming back, going back and forth.
I told Isaiah from the first game, the Lakers are going to win 6 games. He's like, you believe it, Father? Do you think so? I said, they're going to win. And but I was like, you know, in order to win in game 6, they're going to lose twice. Mm-hmm. So they had won game 1. I was like, they losing game 2, Isaiah, 1,000%. And he was like, no, they couldn't. I was like, they going to lose, boy. And then more than likely going to get blown out. They got blown out. He was like, why would you jinx them? I said, you know the Warriors want to win too, right?
Right.
Like, they both want to win. But it's great.
And they're good teams, so it's going
to. Yeah. Also, I want to share something really funny about this too. Joe came home late from the Laker game with Melissa for soccer practice, and I was telling them what happened. And Joe was like, oh, dope, I want to see that play. Can you pull it up on TikTok or Twitter? And I was like, oh my God. At your age, I was like, I need to turn to SportsCenter.
Uh-huh.
Because it's gonna be on. He don't have no concept of SportsCenter. Mm. He's like, search whoever scored, search Twitter or TikTok. He's like, can you search Twitter because I don't have it? But he finds highlights on TikTok.
The fact that he didn't even say Google it is actually
or YouTube.
Surprising.
Because even now YouTube is slow.
Yeah, yes. And that's what they were saying. TikTok wants to be what YouTube is for this generation.
Yeah.
It's working.
And me and Melissa were like, YouTube still is strong, but they not worried about us.
No.
They worried about Joe and them.
That makes sense.
Searching for highlights on TikTok.
Yeah.
And sure enough, I pulled it. And his TikTok is all sports highlights.
Oh, wow.
Sports highlights and dogs is his.
That's Josiah. That's Josiah.
And it's so wild. Like, that's why ESPN is getting crushed, because there's nobody replacing us.
Yeah.
Luckily, the game ain't on TikTok. We only watch it on ESPN because they bought the rights.
Yeah.
But after that, they turn that TV back off.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Wow. Interesting. Okay. So my two things. The first one is by the time this comes out, actually, it will have already passed the 1 year since I got laid off.
That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
It is, because we were just talking about your birthday.
Yes. I got laid off almost a year ago today. I feel like it was a Tuesday.
By them chumps.
I got a text message. I was on my maternity leave.
Sure did.
I got a text message from my boss.
And wasn't there a first round? And you didn't make, you were saved the first round.
I don't think there was a first. Oh, it was just, I think the announcement. Oh, maybe. So yes, maybe that was the case. There were some, because there was a massive marketing one that happened. Mm,
that's when they closed To Doom, right?
Yes, yes. So that one did happen first.
Okay.
And then I woke up and saw a text message from my then boss that said, are you available today for a chat about the business?
Lemonade.
And I said, that about the business, I said, I'm getting laid off today, girl.
And literally text us, and we were all on pins and needles.
Remember, I apologize to you, Mel, because I was convinced they would not lay you off.
Everybody was. Everybody.
Because they gave you the raise right before.
Right before the break.
Two or three days before I went on mat leave, I had my comp review.
Yes.
And they
gave you a raise. It was a raving review
and a good raise.
Yeah. I was like, we finna be chilling on mat leave.
She knew she was about to get rid of you.
I don't know about that.
If she did, that was super nice of her.
Had to.
But I don't know if she knew a year ago, because that was before they announced the first loss.
Raises, comp review at Netflix was always really good to me. It was always really good to me.
It was good. This one was crazy.
Everybody got a massive. The reason behind it is because our team became a part of a larger team. And so they had to do adjustments because when we were animation. And so for the longest, we were animation team.
Yeah.
When we became a part of Netflix series team, which means I'm now a part of the same team that makes Stranger Things. So when you start to consider what those execs are being paid versus what the smaller animation team,
so they have to level it up.
So animation is usually underpaid?
I mean, yes, even the writers and the show, everyone.
I heard about that in the writer's strike.
It is massively, because it's animation.
Kids content.
Specific audience that you would typically.
Right.
So they cut you. But, but so they had to level us up. But regardless of that, the increases that I got were always
substantially nice.
Like it was a whole new situation. But all of that to say, I got that text message and then I said I was getting laid off. And even people at Netflix or people who had been laid off, I was texting them. They were like, no, Mel, you're not going to be laid off. No, Mel. And I was like, I got on that call or I went to the Google chat and I saw HR's name.
Yep.
Before I even saw my boss, I saw HR.
And you saw the time too. You were like, it was like 15 minutes.
Yes.
And you were like, it's
because they were doing them back to back.
They were doing them back to back.
Yes.
You were like, if it's 15 minutes, they ain't much to talk about.
I know how this finna go.
You don't go here no more.
And I hadn't spoken to my boss. I hadn't seen her since November. So here we are in May. And I got on and she said, hi, how are you? How are the girls? How are Greg? Because she knew my family.
Yeah.
How is Greg? I was like, oh, we're good.
Let's get to it.
I won't belabor this.
That was tough.
You know, and then she started crying and I was like,
she cried.
Yes. She started crying and she was like almost uncontrollably crying and I'm like, you're laying me off, but you crying. I feel like I should be crying. Why are you crying? So she couldn't even like get through what she had to say. So HR had to take over and she was like, I can't. I just have to go. And she literally left and HR was like, so you don't have a job anymore. Can you send your laptop in?
HR wasn't crying?
No. That woman was like, we'll send a box and your phone bill will be paid until the end of the month.
Damn.
And then you gonna need your own phone.
I'm in the back.
Also, don't you got an iPad? The iPad gotta come back. So you gonna have to, also insurance, that will stop.
Damn, that Cobra is not cheap either.
No, Cobra's so
expensive. But actually, I'm lying a little bit. Because I was on maternity leave.
I was gonna say that.
And because I had put into the system that I was gonna take a full year, fully paid, because that is what was on record, they had to honor that. And that is why they could lay me off during mat leave, is because technically I didn't really get laid off until the day after my maternity leave ended.
Right.
Dang.
So I got paid from May. I had full insurance, had full everything from May until October 28th. And if you were to call Netflix today, they will say I was employed until October 29th.
Yeah.
I'm in the back.
I was like,
go ahead.
Oh, I was like, so just so I understand. If I applied to buy a house or something right now, if the bank called because they had to verify my employment, she was like, we would say you still work here. I said, until October 29th. Yes, until. I said, well, we should buy.
So Mel received her regular paycheck until that time, and then unemployment kicked in after that. Well, so it was almost she got a. May,
well,
June,
I got
by,
a
August,
severance.
October, four
I got,
month, right.
I got paid for 4 months. They gave me a 4 month head.
Yeah,
a 4 month.
That's
head
what
start,
I was trying to say.
Versus other people on my team who are laid off at the exact same time. Homeboy texted me like, "Girl, you won't believe I just got laid off." I was like, "Oh, me too." But he then heat because he wasn't on maternity leave or paternity leave. His last day was that day.
Yeah.
As they were like, as of 12 o'clock, we will be cutting everybody off. So I didn't have access to my emails. They cut all that stuff off. But I definitely still got paid and all of that.
So being pregnant and having a baby actually helped
it,
you.
It ended up being. You know,
I remember you going back and forth about what date to put in the system.
I did. I remember that. Yeah. I did. I was going because she kept asking me, how long are you going to say? How long are you going to say? And I wanted to be like, the whole year. And she was like, you should just. And I kind of was like, I'm going to do the year. And she was like, we can adjust it later. And I was like, yeah.
See,
so I put literally the date until. And what's so funny is my career at Netflix, when I think about it now, is like bookended with me having McKinley.
And then me
having Micaiah.
It is.
You worked there through through that period.
Yeah.
Because you were pregnant when you moved here.
Yes.
Right?
I was like 7.5 months pregnant, started. And then Micaiah was 5 months. And then I got the guy.
And anyway, when we were trying to get pregnant, we were like, we need to hurry up and do this before anything happened.
Mm-hmm.
And damn
don't
right.
tell that part.
Anyway.
You should tell that story, though.
Yeah.
I'm talking about trying to do it while I was employed.
Oh. Well, that's the whole purpose.
We needed the coverage and benefits and stuff.
Absolutely. I'm in the back because I ain't want to be by mail when a lady talking to her or whatever because I might have shared something, you feel. But I'm in the back. In the hallway, and she said what she said, and your boy was like,
"All you do is touch the air."
But
it was
like muted. I ain't make no noise.
That's why Makai be doing that.
That's why
she be screaming.
I walked out there to mail like, "Ooh, okay, it's all right, baby.
It's over. The chapter is over."
I was so proud to tell people you were out. Oh, yeah, my sister works at Netflix. She told me this and that. Oh, my sister works at Netflix. My sister works at Netflix.
Really exaggerating. Yeah, no, she's the president.
Yeah.
CEO.
Oh, right. To other people?
Ted Sarandos.
Oh,
yes. Melanie Gould.
That's exactly.
Absolutely. You've seen the org chart?
Yeah, you haven't seen it?
Who is Reed Hastings?
Move him out the way. Yeah. Mel's there. No, they support black women. So, like, it's a whole thing.
Man, I had to pull it back because people were trying to pitch you. I was like, she work in a secret department. She can't take pictures. She don't have arms, also.
As soon as I say animation, they're like, oh.
Yeah.
Stranger Things. Yeah, sure. anyway, I've been thinking about that, actually, and like, what have I done in the last year? How do I feel?
How do you feel? Which can be an overwhelming question.
I was going to say, it's a bit overwhelming. I feel like, I don't know. We're going to hopefully some good things will happen is what I feel.
Well, God answered prayers last week.
Amen. Okay, so the next thing, though, I want to talk about it, for my long story short is McKinley had to go to a birthday party. One of her little friends at the school had a little birthday party, and I hate kids' birthday parties. It's like I hate and love them. It's like you go because you want people to go to your kids' birthday parties. So it's like, oh, let me go celebrate your kids so you'll celebrate mine. And so, but also, we all know we don't want to be here. So instead of like faking the funk, let's all agree to sit on our phones the whole time. Serve me liquor and let me scroll. Let me scroll. The only saving grace is when you have a little, I had Micaiah. So I then, that's my out. I'm like, oh, can't talk to you. Gotta chase her. Oh, is that my kid over there? Oh my God. Have you eaten everybody? Oh my, I gotta change your diaper. Oh my God. Like, that's the only thing. Like, oh, I don't have to like sit here and talk to you because I don't want to. And then everybody, you always go to, what do you do? So I love to be like, oh, I actually got laid off.
Love a good conversation ender.
So everybody's
just like, love a good conversation ender.
They do pause.
Now people feel bad and they don't want to ask no more clarifying questions.
And I love to rub it in while I was on maternity leave.
Even though that's not true. We just said it. So then they're just like, well, I'm going to go ahead and get some cheeses.
They all answered, they can do that?
Oh, everybody.
Everybody.
Is that legal?
Yes.
So anyway, we do that and I have to talk to everybody and I hate it and I don't. Anyway, so then it's L.A., so everybody works in the entertainment industry. One guy, like, worked on Star Wars. His whole
That's
house is
cool.
Star Wars. He does the, like, animatronics for Star Wars. There was a black couple there. I mean, a black guy with his daughter who was dope. She was 8 years old and, like, plays the piano by ear. Literally just the, I got my peaches out in Georgia. So she hears it because they play it, and she gets on the piano and, like, starts playing it. And I was like,
this
is wild.
That's
exactly what happened.
Not the Detroit, Greg, please.
So the Detroit situation, Kev sold out five shows. Five shows now. This venue has not sold out in months.
And they told us that. This is not Reg is saying.
There are people that told us that. They're like, man, we're so glad you all are here. Blase, blase. All right. So it's the last show. We get some drinks. I go to close out with the manager. Tahir texts me and says, hey, man, they telling us we need to pay this bill at the bar. At the bar. And I looked at, so I couldn't go right away. But anyway, go to the bar. And I'm like, hey, you know, our bill's supposed to be comp. We don't pay blase, blase because of sold out shows. And that's just how clubs do it. Mm-hmm. Right?
Just for reference.
I was going to say, you might have to set
the entire green room of the show, everybody with the headliner usually gets all their food and drinks comped.
Yeah.
And to all you provide do, further is y'all don't normally eat a lot either.
And we don't eat a lot.
We don't go stupid at all.
And if we do, we tip even crazier. Yeah. Like sometimes when Mel and Melissa are there, we might eat. Like they might actually eat. But if we actually eat, and even when we don't eat, we tip the person just for checking in on us.
And it's
just
bar for reference. Food, and it's bar food, and the food costs $13 a meal, maybe.
Yes.
If that. So I go to the bar and I'm like, okay, well, what's the bill? She says $82. I was like, ma'am, we did 5 sold out shows and y'all worried about $82?
For the whole weekend also, Greg, because we never ordered nothing the first 4 shows.
The green room was, man, anyway, I don't want to boo-boo on the club. $82? Where's your manager? I need to talk. Oh, he just came down here. So I text the manager because I think the guy I'm talking to the entire time that we've been there was the manager. But actually, the club is managed by another company. And this guy comes down from nowhere. No one's ever seen him. I'm the manager. I'm like, hey, man.
If Greg starts with hey, man.
I approached him respectfully. Hey, how you doing? Greg Goose. All right, hey.
He shook his hand hard.
We sold out all these shows, and you hassling my people for $82? Well, sir, this is... No, I'm not finished. I do that to get under people's skin, because I can't physically assault you or nothing like that. So I'm like, I'm not finished. Blase, blase, we got into all that, this, that, and the other. And then it was his time to speak, and I was like, I'm done. And I...
You walked off.
I walked off.
So
I
it's his
like,
time, but
I'm
no.
done. I walked off. Because we paid the bill already.
Tahir paid it.
You chump.
Yeah, they paid it.
Yeah.
But anyway, the guy was trying to tell me the comedy club rents the space from them. The comedy club pays them. And then guess what? Come to find out.
Big black phrase.
Look at this.
Plot twist.
Oh, yeah. Come to find out.
So your boy, you know what I'm saying? I learned to stop using these. Right.
Start using these.
So I can fight another day. I start using these. Yo, boy, hey, all you hood gangsters, any
tell y'all, the story.
You guys out there that be wanting to hit folk, man, write a good email. Write a good email.
Great.
Hey, I'm typing away. I'm like, Kev, what's that? Yeah, okay. Check, read this, Kev. Kev's like, yeah, that. I'm like, yeah. Yeah. See what you gonna say about this. All right.
So Greg said, no. Greg's email was like, listen, it's industry standard for the thing to be comp.
Yes.
Kev sold out.
Yes.
All this stuff. They asked for $82. That was not in the contract. This and that. And that is not the norm.
Yes.
We went ahead and paid it for no further issue. I just want to bring it to your attention. Yes. Please advise. Yes. Also, the bathroom was dirty and disgusting.
No. I said the bathroom and the green room could use some touch paint. By the way, the manager such and such rubbed us a wrong way about that $82 bill after we sold out 5 shows. Thank you. Just wanted to make you aware of this. Sincerely.
Sincerely.
Mr. Gooseberry. Holla at you. So then I got an email back. Oh, great. That is not our business practice. Mr. Gooper, that's not our business practice. We enjoyed you all, blase, blase. And come to find out, that guy was supposed to run the comedy club's credit card for any expense that we incurred.
He sure was.
So he came down just to be trying to you know, drag his nuts. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, your
boy. And they sent the money back to Tahir, he said.
And they sent
he just told me when we were having lunch in Tacoma, he was like, hey man, they sent the 82 back.
So Greg told them to touch up their paint.
That 82 and buy some Sherwin Williams. And paint the bathroom,
Y'all are worried about the wrong stuff. Yeah. And while we're here, that's hilarious.
Lesson of the day: you need to use your email.
Greg was at dinner, like, I got to get this email off right now.
I'm not mad.
That's hilarious.
I'm not mad.
Because we doing business with that owner in further things. He's like, we don't. He actually said they had been having problems with that club. That issue has been constant.
They need to fix
and
that.
He was like, y'all good.
Yeah.
Before we end this, look, the club has its own bar and actually it doesn't. The club doesn't have its own bar. Everybody in the club goes to their bar, the people that provide the food and the drinks, they go to their bar and spend all the money there. So they're making all of the money.
Yeah.
And then everybody that came into the building saying, oh, it's a closeout show. Well, let's go eat right here. Let's go do this. They're patronizing this this company.
Yeah.
I mean, we was making them.
And we don't get cut in on the food.
No.
Right.
Nothing.
When we don't ask to.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you need to be letting us run the bill up.
You got 100, 250 people. Minimum, each person spending $25 a table.
Mm-hmm.
And the stage crew eats. Every time they come back, they be like, Kev, y'all people might not drink a lot, but them folks eat.
They gonna order a plate.
And you gonna house me by $82.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Yeah,
$82? Man, you best be.
Okay, now tell the last story.
Wait, Mel gotta go too, though.
Is it an ad?
No, she gotta leave.
Okay, just please tell the last
story. What story is it?
When you got attacked yesterday by the soccer ball.
Why are we telling that story?
Be sure to tell this.
Greg responded.
Yeah, since it involves other people's children,
Babies were sweet.
Just move on. It's
I want to make fun of Greg because he'd be overreacting out of love.
He'd do. That's exactly.
Soccer ball hit my wife. I
don't think he overreacted. No. Soccer ball hit my beautiful wife in the face.
We were at the lovely Mother's Day brunch.
Mm-hmm.
It was lovely, and kids were playing soccer as kids play, but everybody knows anytime there's a ball in kids, somebody gonna get hit.
Yeah.
And Kevin had told them.
We didn't expect it to be me. So I was sitting on the floor, on the ground outside, and that ball came right.
Man.
Right. I mean,
I thought you were gonna be swollen this morning.
My thought was, man, that was like a strong connection. Like it was
smacked me dead
in my eye, and I felt my jaw. So I immediately go down. But the thing I know, which is what is Kevin's point, the thing I know about Greg is that when something happens with me or the girls, he immediately goes like upset.
Way too much.
Right?
He was so mad at that mirror that fell on McKinley.
Yeah, what do you always say? Shit. Greg said shit like 5 times in my ear, I was like, I need to show my face because if I don't, he's going to think I'm dead. I have to show people I'm alive.
Clearly Greg, she has passed away.
Immediately, I'm like, he gonna clear out everybody at the Mother's Day. Everybody has to go home. Melissa is their house. They have to leave. So I was like,
y'all go to the Marriott. My baby got attacked by a rogue soccer ball.
The poor baby was sad.
Oh,
it just,
my God.
He just goes there. So that's what happened. So, but everybody was, he was very apologetic, and we were like, it's fine. It's literally fine. It was an accident.
Yeah, no, Greg will air, but he will level a place.
Greg told me the story about him, and we got a cloak. That mirror fell on McKinley.
Oh, my.
Greg said he was so mad he was crying.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Greg was hurt.
Like,
oh, man.
What happened to my baby?
Yes. Most people are like, oh, my gosh, what happened? Greg's like, shit. Like, who do I need to hit? And it's
hit the mirror. Yeah. Why you attack my baby? This is an inanimate object. I'm gonna make sure you ain't gonna reflect
that you
nothing.
Hung up.
I threw that mirror. McKinley. Oh man.
And Kenny was little. Kenny was little.
She was so little.
Kenny was
that
little.
Day, that day, I'm about to cry about it right now.
Yeah,
think about my boo boo.
Let me do Alicia's YSL because we need to head out. So there's been a couple things that have happened. So another person got severed from the case, so now they're down to 9.
There is no RICO at this point.
Wait, I know.
I'm actually curious.
Of the defendants?
Yes. So it started
they
out
keep
at
severing. The more you sever off, at what point is it just?
That's my question.
It's just us.
I'm questioning if this is a tactic because it was 28 defendants at first, and now it's literally 9.
So they got to try them in their own trials?
Yes, they'll get their own trials. But the thing is, if the larger RICO case starts first, it's going to make all those other ones much weaker, right? Like if that one gets a ruling for, and if you don't have their crimes and the things that these severed cases, if you don't have their stuff to tie into the RICO trial with Young Thug.
It's this. They're all intertwined.
They're all intertwined, and yet they're
not. The weaker this becomes, the weaker. Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, is this actually a tactic?
It probably is.
A tactic for the defense or the prosecution?
For Thug. For Young Thug.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, and for the 9 who are left. But mainly,
28
I mean,
to 9 is
crazy.
That's a lot.
Two of them.
I was going to say, are they still on the run?
Two of them are on the run. And like, well, at this point, I think 10 of them have been severed.
So are they just in like purgatory right now?
So it's a few reasons. Some of the defendants were severed because there wasn't enough public defenders who said they were going to try be their lawyers because it wasn't enough pay. So if they just couldn't, they don't have lawyers. Some of them were severed because one of them, he's like diagnosed schizophrenia and he wanted to defend him, like be his own lawyer. And they were like, no. So he got severed. Another one, his attorney threw his phone and they said he hit the officer and then he had prescription drugs. And so because of that, they were like, we're going to just sever him. So they've just been severing these cases over the course of this. But so now it's 9.
In order to have the continual criminal enterprise, you need the continual crimes.
Right.
So if you take them and their crimes out, it's less and less. And the jury hasn't been selected, right?
No, this is all still jury selection. So they're still going to, they would still get the same charges. They would just be done separate
individually.
Time. Yes. But you don't have those. So one of the
arguments. The person gets the crime or Thug gets it?
No, the individuals who are being stripped away, your crime is now yours alone.
Oh, so you have, and not you stole part a car. Of,
no. It's still a part of the RICO. But so one of the arguments about like when they were talking about double jeopardy and like that, it was Young Thug's attorney, Brian Steele. He was like, the problem with RICO and particularly people getting severed, I don't have the ability and the access to cross-examine, to ask, to have people on the witness stand to talk about this. So a part of the RICO, there's multiple crimes that are all a part of an organization.
That benefit this organization.
Yes. Yeah. So those are still included, but yet the person who committed them is not a part of this.
Got it.
You can't.
But
the crime itself stays. The individual.
Yes, but you can't counter. You can't question. You can't ask.
Got it.
It's separate.
Got it. Okay.
And then that becomes very tricky because it's like, well, that's a part of another case.
Got it.
So what can you ask? And what can't you?
Got
what
it.
Can you do?
I didn't
what
know the
you?
Crime stayed. I thought it all
that's
went
what I
with.
My understanding is, I told you I'm not all the way an expert. I'm just nosy.
That's so, like it will hurt Thug, not help him.
What?
If the crime stays, but the person doesn't.
Well, no, because they don't have help until that person's convicted. Like,
yeah.
It don't mean nothing.
It's like they need each other to be convicted.
If I'm working for you and they can't question me about a case and I'm like, well, Thug made me do it, they can't even, I can't tell
them. You can't even.
In that courtroom.
Understood.
Right, yeah, you can't.
It's like all these very, it's really interesting. And now that so many people have been severed, I'm like, it's dwindling down. So what do you have? I don't know. It's very, so that's wild. But the other thing, because I do need to go, I said that 5 times, but one of the attorneys got, he was late to court. And so the judge was like, you are going to have to buy everybody lunch or else you'll be held in contempt.
He loves to make everybody buy lunch.
Or you'll be held in
That's
contempt.
That's his favorite crime.
You can do that?
I mean, his favorite punishment.
So the
He
attorney,
had people writing papers. This ain't the first time.
Oh, no.
Writing papers?
Yes.
Yes. The attorney ordered lemon pepper wings from Magic City, the strip club.
Are you serious?
And that is the lunch he provided for everybody.
That's
my man.
The most Atlanta thing I have ever heard in all of my life.
That is hilarious.
It is hilarious.
From the booty club.
From the booty club. He ordered lemon pepper wings.
Lemon.
Also,
pepper wings.
Great lunch. We ordered those wings for what's good. And they are amazing.
Magic City has good to keep wings. The money in the black community.
I know that judge was furious.
Pictures all over the internet of him like this.
Because at this point, this case is a joke.
Wing, and he's like, yes, I did it.
Touché.
So he wasn't held
at this point. This case is a joke.
Because now it's even funnier next time you say, and you can't order for wings from Magic City.
Didn't
way,
the
Magic
other
City
person
wings.
Do something silly like that too, kind of petty too?
He did. I can't remember what he did.
Because I feel like at this point, they're all, he's going to have to find a new punishment.
Yeah.
If you ask someone else to do lunch again, they're going to do something stupid and funny and petty. Yes, at this point, that's all they're doing.
Because it's stupid.
Like, what's the dumbest thing I can do?
Yes.
Wings from Magic City.
That is so that's what funny we're going to do.
Atlanta. So Atlanta.
It is so Atlanta.
That's hysterical.
All right,
you guys, thank you so much for joining us on this episode of Gin and Juice. I hope you enjoyed it.
I hope so too.
It was a good time. It was pure chaos. Glass oh no, she said the case is pure chaos. Well,
oh, it is.
This episode was too. Thanks, y'all. Bye.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right.